Hello and welcome to MLW Confusion. I'm your host, Rob Cameron. I usually bring you all that you may or may not need to know about Major League Wrestling and its television programming. Today, at the time of this recording, is War Chamber Eve. This will drop on War Chamber Day itself, bright and early before the event. So that means to go along with the schedule and not keep you guys waiting for this here podcast, though I'll keep you waiting for said review of the podcast. We're going to drop an indie spotlight today, and then we'll record the thoughts and feelings of War Chamber at a later date, sometime probably the weekend, because I hate recording like super late at night because my voice is blown, and sometimes my mood is extra foul because I'm actually a working man and have to work a 9-to-5 usually before dropping these here podcasts. Anyway, though, that being said, indie spotlight. But of course, we'll talk about that in a minute. In reality, we got the news, because there is going to obviously be some news coming into these here big events. The first of which is tickets are going on sale next Tuesday for Blood and Thunder. That is July's big event slash taping. That is going to be July 12th at the Coliseum in St. Petersburg, Florida. No matches have been announced because, well, let's face it, it's like 4 months away. Let's just get your tickets if you're in the area. Do it. Diddy-mow. Going into War Chamber, we got a couple more matches lined up, at least for the B in Sports taping chunk of it. We have the ever-continuing feud between Cesar Duran and Selena De La Renta, as Cesar Duran presents to us Virus, depending on, you know, which language you want to speak for it. He will be taking on the returning Star Junior, hosted by Selena De La Renta. Speaking of Selena, also in the works, Bad Dude Tito is calling out a champion. We've done some wild speculation over at the Urban Wrestling Network, so be sure to check that out. Though, I personally think it's going to be Ricky Shane Page, because, well, you know, gotta start somewhere, right? And Ricky Shane Page hasn't defended his title in a while and isn't really doing a whole lot outside of War Chamber. And so, we'll see. We'll see what happens on that one. That'd be kind of like a heel thing. So I imagine they'll go after Kojima and get his head taken off with a lariat out of it. Though I will point out once again that dude doesn't have a winning record. And MLW's keeping up with those tropes of giving guys without winning records championship opportunities, potentially. So I am once again going to note that I don't have a winning record in MLW, so let me challenge for a title. I want to be in the ring with some Bread Club leadership. I guess I'm not a middleweight, but I am an open weight because my waistline is growing ever larger. So I could be a national open weight because I am an open weight. I'll have a shot too. I'll show up in like Chicago or something and just wander around and get my butt kicked. I don't know any better. It's kind of like a normal weekend thing around these parts for me, except that I'm not in Chicago doing it. I'm just walking the streets of my mother's basement, and you know, then the cat comes down and smacks me in the face, and I'd spend the next 3 hours recuperating from it and whatnot. Anywho. Yeah, so Bad Dude Tito is calling out a champion, didn't say which one. We shall see tomorrow night, well, technically at the BN Sports taping, so it'll be like 2 weeks. Also, Azteca News, speaking of Chicago, aka Cicero, Illinois, May 11th in Cicero, Illinois, Azteca Lucha returns. Speaking of returns, Magnus is returning for the event. Babario Cavanario is returning for that. In addition, we got some debuts coming up down the line as well, as Felino will make his debut, in Lucha Libre legend Felino. And of course, Atlantis Jr. will be making his debut for the company. Dude's been making the rounds all across the world, notably in New Japan in the junior heavyweight division there. I have an Atlantis mask somewhere, so now I'm going to have to like bring that along, and maybe I could have him sign it. That would be crazy go nuts, so I'll have myself a mark out moment for that. Anyway, but yeah, so those are some of the announcements coming out this week. We'll see what magic happens at War Chamber and how things fit into that with the news coming in this week as well. That being said, as I said, this is not the War Chamber drop. This is the before War Chamber drop. So we're going to have to wait a bit on that. And we, whenever that happens, Indie Spotlight. Because, you know, independent wrestling is the lifeblood of the professional wrestling industry. And this is my way of giving back, picking up, you know, picking a smaller promotion that has some media presence, giving them a shout out, and just showing everyone what we got, because these shows have the stars of tomorrow, the stars of yesterday, and notably the stars of today as well, that don't happen to be sapped up by the big league system of AEW or the WWE. So this week we're going to check out Glory Pro Wrestling out of St. Louis, Missouri. They have a YouTube show called Ascend, so got that. This is episode 29 if you want to play along at home. Let's check it out. They got the best of the Midwest by the looks of like some of their previous cards. Some guys that I just happen to be familiar with in general. So let's break out the notebook. Let's take a look at Glory Pro Wrestling Ascend, episode 29. Of course, like every good show, we got to start off with an intro. They also give us graphics for the matches this week, so we don't have an announcer running down the card. We just got match graphics, so that's cool. That works for me. Our first match is going to be the Huntsman, Jay Marston, SCW Pro alumni, Black and the Brave graduate, familiar with him. Alan Angels, former number 5 of the Dark Order, killing it on the indies right now. Chaco Pro, Balian Aki. Oh, I'm going to butcher that because it's been a few days since I watched this. And independent standout, Tutti Lynn. So fatal four-way action, one fall to the finish for this match. So we're going to start off hot tonight. I just hope I can do this justice because I am terrible of doing reviews of these kinds of multi-man matches. Like, or maybe I'm not. I don't know. It's your opinion. Hit me up in the comment section. Let me know how I'm doing. Threaten me on social media. I don't know. But like usually these things have a lot going on, so I just try to do my best to keep up with the action. Luckily, there's certain things off a little bit slow, so I can get a feel of what's going on. They try a four-person tie-up twice. Each time Tutti Lynn is shoved away. That is the story of this early part of the match, is that Tutti Lynn, it gives up like a, you know, significant size disadvantage to the rest of her opponents. So they just kind of like don't let little sister play. Like they just shove her away and continue to have the match in the meanwhile. So they go for a couple tie-ups. She gets shoved away. We start getting some chain wrestling out of the deal as well, but she doesn't get to play in that either. Eventually, Marston gets bent in a double wrist lock, and Tutti gets to taunt on top of him on his back. That was fun. We get a double abdominal stretch by Aki. I can't say I've ever seen that before. That was neat. The only thing, like, if he had a third arm, it'd be neater if he, you know, grab the ropes a la Mike Rotunda, but you know nobody's got three arms that I know of. Like, you either got two or you got four or you're a centipede. Them's the rules. Eye pokes for everybody and tosses out of the ring. Helen Angels is a maniac, going crazy on everybody's eyes and just tosses them to the floor. Aki comes back in with tilt-a-whirl backbreakers for everybody. Angels wings by Angels before he gets a two count. That is broken up by Aki. Everyone's just starts striking each other in the face, and it's crazy go nuts. Everyone's getting their stuff in there, but the last person to get their stuff in is the underdog. Tutti Lynn hits a flying knee on Marston to get the three. Huntsman goes down to Tutti. Jay Marston, Black and Brave represent. I don't know if you heard me hit my chest or not, because I kept like punching my earphone cord, so it didn't work out terribly well. So it was a fun match. Like, there's some stuff like I'd never quite seen before, like the double abdominal stretch. You know, it told a fun story of just like nobody letting 2D play, and then everyone just started getting their stuff in, which, you know, is always a lot of fun to watch in these multi-man matches as well. Crowd was hot for 2D, so, you know, she is the right person to win this here match, despite the star power of Angels to be in there. So fun match off that. We get highlights after that of Danhausen's return to Ring of Glory. That was one of, or excuse me, not Ring of Glory. That's out east, and I'm Love that. Glory Pro. There we go. Danhausen's return to Glory Pro. Glory Pro was one of his stomping grounds before he was signed up by AEW. He showed up to meet his old friend, Warhorse, who has now gone through a radical personality change, if you haven't kept up to things, kept up to date. So, lovable metalhead Warhorse is no longer with us. Now he is a nihilist. Now he's back to the Warhorse, Jake Parnell, still Crown of Glory champion, though, in this case. And Danhausen shows up, like, grabs the belt, and Parnell's not having it, gives Danhausen a shoulder bump out of the ring. We get a Warhorse promo after this, and he notes that, like, Danhausen was intimidated by him. And together, as Warhausen, they were the butt of everybody's jokes. Like, he physically carried Danhausen around on the indies, especially when Danhausen got injured, and Danhausen couldn't return the favor. Couldn't carry him, couldn't give him a call, couldn't do anything with him. But, you know, Danhausen's tried to take all of Warhorse's clout. And tonight, though, one thing that isn't going to be taken, and one thing that will never be taken, is the Crown of Glory Championship. All right, with that in mind, we are going to take a brief pause for the cause, get yourself an energy drink, and all that sort of good stuff. I will be back un momento. If you're like me, sometimes you need a pick-me-up to get you through the day. I drink Raise Energy for that pickup. Raise comes in a bunch of different flavors, and more recently, Italian Ice, which is great, by the way. And it contains no sugar, so there's no crash after you drink it. And really, like, best of all, if you go through me and go to wetrepsports.com, use my code CASS, you get 15% off your order. So, also, be like CASS, drink Raise Energy. All right, we are back, and it is time for our main event of the evening. Danhausen taking on the Warhorse Jake Parnell for the Crown of Glory. A one-on-one match. Warhausen collides. I guess it's closer to Warhausen explodes if we're going to play like the Mega Powers kind of thing. But, you know, never mind that. We still got the match happening, regardless of what we decide to cause it. Match starts off. Danhausen is celebrating like every little move he does, gets the ref to raise his hand, which the ref does because the ref's obviously biased to this here situation. Danhausen does out wrestle Warhorse, but Warhorse finally has enough and starts using some gnarly strikes to take Danhausen down. In the process, Warhorse lets the veneer down. Like, he's been, like, for the last handful of months, it's like the new year, he's been, you know, this dour, gloomy, you know, nothing matters, and he hits Danhausen with a shoulder tackle and immediately slips into the old persona, noting that Warhorse rules ass, which is his old catchphrase if you weren't aware of that situation. And, like, there's just, like, the stunned silence in the room, and Danhausen's like, "You said it! And no swearing!" And Warhorse is like, no, I didn't do anything. That wasn't anything. And Danhausen's like, "You said the words!" And they put back. So that was kind of fun. So, like, this is going to be kind of a theme for the match, too, is Danhausen being Danhausen and trying to get, like, a bit of the old head-banging, ass-ruling Warhorse back instead of Jake Parnell, professional nihilist. That being said, you know, this sort of distraction is what Danhausen needs to take over for a little bit. Takes advantage. They go outside to brawl around the ring for a little bit. Danhausen is in control as he's dragging Warhorse around the ring until he misses a European uppercut and crashes right into the guardrail. Warhorse goes inside. They have the they tussle for a bit, go into the corner, and go for a turnbuckle smash. However, these have no effect on Warhorse, who starts headbanging. Once again, shades of the old Warhorse, headbanging onto the turnbuckle before headbutting Danhausen. Warhorse dodges a curse and hits a running, like, body slam into the buckles with a bunch of MMA-style knees to the midsection, knee lifts off that. Danhausen rolls outside to take a breather, and the camera almost misses a tope suicida, or suicida con ilo, on Danhausen. We get the classic nine-count spot. You know, damage is done outside, one guy goes inside the ring, and we wait till nine, and then magic recovery. Hey, imagine that. diving into the ring. Danhausen dives in the ring before the referee can count to 10, starts himself a comeback sequence, get a double down after a rebound German suplex by Danhausen. Jar of Teeth is now in play, and we get that dumped into Warhorse's mouth and running knee. This only gets two, though. Match still going on frantically. A running knee on into the corner by Warhorse gets a two count after a very Neville, I believe that's the go-to-sleep variation that Danhausen is called, very Neville attempt off that. Danhausen dodges a lariat, though, and hits a nice-looking Northern Light suplex, so only gets two off of that. Yet another double down following that. Warhorse hits a low Saito suplex, only gets two. It wasn't that pretty, and it's kind of just like a fall that Warhorse just like continued hugging him on. But, you know, whatever. You know, all you need is 3 seconds, but we got two out of those 3 seconds there. Followed it up with a big lariat. That only gets two as well. Diving elbow. It only gets one. That wakes Danhausen up. He proceeds to curse Warhorse, launches into the tequila-based punches, and a crossroads variation to only get two. Danhausen collides with the ref. Warhorse tries to use the belt as a weapon, but he is thwarted by the referee, who magically got up just in time to see it, because he's all biased and stuff, of course, but didn't see the big groin punch by Danhausen. Groin punch, though, only gets two, because Warhorse rules ass, despite his change in personality. Recovers from the groin punch, locks in a sleeper, and transfers that into a modified $1 million dream before Danhausen passes out. Your winner, and still, Crown of Glory champion, the Warhorse, Jake Parnell. After the match, Danhausen gets on the mic, like proclaiming himself the winner. He won, right? That's what he did. He won the match. And then he's like notes that you know, he's not thinking so good. Got hit a couple times. Might have been choked out, but he won. He does put over the fans at this opportunity, noting that, you know, without the fans, there's no Danhausen, there's no Warhorse. You know, there's just no wrestling in general. Finishes it up by asking Warhorse if Warhorse won. Did he win? Which is, once again, going back in time was a thing that Warhorse and Danhausen used to do when they had matches. They would ask if each other won, usually after one of them not lost the match, though. But finally, Warhorse acknowledges that yes, he won. They exchange a big hug in the ring, have a celebratory moment as our show comes to the close. A big batch of matches, and then ends it with the big two of the better guys in the indies, though I guess we can't truly call Danhausen an indie guy now with this, since he's with AEW, even though he's wrestling more on the indies than he is with AEW at the moment. But yeah, a lot of action. They packed it in. Wasn't a whole lot of superfluous stuff going on, like in this 40 minute episode of Ascend, so like it was almost just straight up wrestling with a brief intro and then the Warhorse promo in the middle. So yeah, check that out. They're on YouTube. If you're in the St. Louis area, you know, go check them out live. They're bringing in a bunch of cool guys down that way, including obviously Warhorse is their champion. Gary J hangs around there. Dan the Dad wrestles for them too, so a bunch of cool guys wrestle down there, so be sure to check them out. Speaking of checking things out, next week is going to be pretty big for this here podcast, or at least this here podcaster. Obviously War Chamber is tonight, the day that this podcast actually drops, so we'll have that review coming up next week of a regular edition of Confusion. In addition, hopefully getting a review written up and published at We Like Sports. Going to try to keep that being a thing. And of course, it's WrestleMania week, and of, you know, we note, like, I don't really touch a whole lot of WWE and or AEW stuff as a whole, but just, it's wrestling week. Like, you know, indies love to hang out there, and, you know, while they got everybody hanging out for WrestleMania, having their own cards and whatnot. So there's obviously a bunch of stuff going on in the meanwhile too. So just, you know, I'll be everywhere despite not really leaving the house. So check out next week, because of course the Urban Wrestling guys, we will have our review of War Chamber, maybe some extra stuff. I don't know. Sometimes we just want to pick up extra topics about MLW while we're at it, throw them out as mini pods throughout the week. week, but we're going to at least talk War Chamber for sure. Make an appearance on the Joe Monroe Show Tuesday night, so be sure to check that out. In addition, I got a secret, super special interview popping up. That'll be coming out next week, too. Don't have a date as to when that'll be released yet. Wednesday night, I will be returning to the Card Subject to Change podcast as part of their WrestleMania panel. And I don't know, according to the match graphic, I am teaming with Timothy Regal to challenge for the Four Frequency Sake Quad Cities Tag Team Championship, I think, maybe. Maybe I'm misinterpreting the graphic. I don't know. Check out Card Subject to Change podcast on Facebook and, you know, tell me what I did wrong in terms of looking at that poster. I do lots of things wrong. I'm kind of like functionally illiterate. But yeah. And then, of course, you know, we will have the regular pod dropping next Friday covering War Chamber as well. So it's going to be a busy week, ladies and gentlemen. So stay tuned for all that stuff. Stay tuned for the best ways to support this here podcast. And in the meanwhile, I'll catch you all next time. MLW Confusion is a weekly podcast that is written and performed by Rob Kammer and is hosted by Spotify for Podcasters. MLW Confusion is part of the Urban Wrestling Network, and you can check them out on the Underground Rundown on YouTube at Urban Wrestling NW. Background music for this section is Ruined My Day, performed by Alan Schroeder. If you enjoy this podcast and would like to support, please like, subscribe, and tell your friends, family, and enemies. Leaving a review is also helpful, as word-of-mouth advertisement is very important for small podcasts. My social media links can be found in the descriptor, but the Twitter and Instagram are at the Nova of Cass, that is THENOVAOFCASS, and Facebook is at MLW Confusion, all one word. If you'd like to support monetarily and help upgrade my equipment and etc., please check out the tip jar at ko-fi.com/Casanova. Or if you prefer some more bang for your buck, go to patreon.com/Casanova. That is CASSONOVA. Whereas for as little as $2, backers get access to the podcast early and without those pesky ads, plus other exclusive content. So join the crew that is headed up by Keith Wynn, Alan Schroeder, The False Prophet, Alexander McCarthy, and Left Tendo, and check it out. You can also find t-shirts, coffee mugs, and other merch at the Confusion Podcast store on Teespring. Links will be below. For business inquiries such as ads and sponsorships, please email at rzkammerer, that is K-A-M-E-R-E-R, at comcast.net. Thank you for listening.